Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone as we continue our Bein Hazmanim Shiurim. I just want to mention one thing that I want to do, and that is the Hilchos Lashon Hara, because whenever we give shir, we talk together, we're machazik. It's always important publicly that we learn the Hilchos Lashon Hara. So one of the things that I want to talk about is from the halacha, from Purity of Speech, day 20, and that is talking negatively about a book, a publication, a production, a tape, which I think now, especially that we are with our family, we're with, you know, hanging around people, and we're more maybe with others, and we're going to talk, and we're going to schmooze, which is great, and it's important to talk, but of course not to talk Lashon Hara, and to be careful with that. The Mesillas Yesharim, one of the things he speaks about when in Precious, where he's talking about going on vacation and being on vacation and being with people, he says, of course it's mutter. You're allowed to be with people, to have conversations. But it's very, very important. One of the things that can come up when we're having conversations and we're around people is Lashon Hara. And a lot of things we just don't know. We just don't know the halachas. A lot of times, especially that we learn the halachas, and the more we learn the halachas, the more we realize how things that we think are not Lashon Hara are Lashon Hara. Things that we think are not lead-up questions to Lashon Hara are questions that can lead to Lashon Hara. And it's important for all of us to remember that, to learn the halachas as much as we can, as often as we can, especially on vacation. For example, if someone says, right, you can't talk negatively about a book, about a newspaper, a publication written by a Torah observant author. Very, very dangerous, right? This is day 20. I don't know if I mentioned that. Oh, that book was so boring. The articles in that newspaper are not interesting, right? You have to be very careful. They have all the, you know, the Ami magazine and Mishpacha and Yated, and I don't know what people, you know, have nowadays for Pesach and around, and they have it in their homes, and we have to be very careful if we don't like an article or we don't like something or whatever it might be, to be very, very careful. Also, to be careful what you read in those magazines. I don't know. I don't think that's Lashon Hara for me to say that. But you have to be careful. You have to be careful what's written and advertisements and different things. Very, very, very careful in how we have those conversations. Okay, I'm going to stop here with that. Halacha, Hashem should help us all as we are in a different mode with more people, I assume, and with our family. We have to be very, very careful with the Hilchos Lashon Hara, and Hashem will help us, b'schus, our halacha, our learning the halacha. It should be a refuah shlema for Basya Fega, Bas Rivka, someone who needs a refuah shlema, b'soch shar chol Yisrael. All the shiurim I'm dedicating now for Basya Fega, Bas Rivka. She needs a speedy, full recovery. Bez Hashem. Hashem should have rachamim on her and on all the Jewish people, all the cholim, all those who need a Yeshua. I want to mention just something very basic that we all know, and I think we could always use chazara and to chazar over and to remind ourselves, especially now that we are home and we are with our family and with our parents, with our children, with our siblings, with the depth of our family and the people closest to us. And I think what we have to always remember, and it's so important, is that Hashem grant me the serenity to accept the people that I can't, who I can't change, the courage to change the people who I can, and the wisdom to know that that person is me. And that ultimately, this week's parsha, which begins with Shabbos, it begins with Shabbos, and Shabbos teaches us that to stop, and to that everything is min hashamayim, that everything is min hashamayim, everything is from Hashem. During the week, we might forget that everything's from Hashem, like we spoke about, the avoda of the week is to work. There's more ego, there's more me involved. But Shabbos reminds us, and it's another chazara for Shabbos. Last week in the parsha was also Shabbos. Now it's Shabbos again. The beginning of the parsha is Le'sevaro ish b'chol moshav seichem b'yom ha'Shabbos. The inyan of a yid remembering that I can't control, I barely can control myself, and I can't change other people. I can't change my parents. I can't change my parents. I can't change my siblings. I can't change my city. I can't. We can't. We can't. We need to remember that we're powerless. We need to remember that Hashem is the one who can change, who can help other people, can give the agent for change. And first of all, just stam that we always have to remember to change and to become a different person. That alone is so difficult, so difficult. And a lot of times we come home and we want my father to be this way, and I want my mother, and I want my home to be a certain way. I want my family to be. I want, especially if you're an older brother and you want to be, tell your children, and especially a lot of times that happens with parents, that we want my children to get, my younger siblings to get, you know, to get the help from the parents that I never got. And we forget that Shabbos, we forget Shabbos, which really means that Hashem lo suvara ish b'chol moshav seichem b'yom ha'Shabbos, not just for Shabbos, to chazer over that I barely can change myself. Is in your dwellings to remember. My dwellings is me. My dwellings is my home. It's my father's home. It's my mother's home. It's not my home. It might be my home that I feel at home. I grew up there. But Emir Tzashem, I'll start a home. Emir Tzashem, I'll have my own home, and then I could do what I can do and do the best that I could do. And I think that's something that as we are, you know, this is Aleph Beis, and we all need to chazer this over. And I think that once we accept that, I think once we accept, and it's hard, but once we accept that I can't change anyone, I spoke to two of the chevra recently, today and yesterday, mamash the same conversation, and it's a chizik to remember this, just to remember that Hashem can change, can help other people. I can't control other people. Hashem controls other people. Myself, that I could hope to control myself. That I could hope to work on myself. And we have to ask Hashem for rachamim to help us with that also. That Hashem will help me change myself and help me grow and help me be better. But barely can we have that. Barely, that's very hard. Hashem doesn't just make people just become different people. We have to work very hard, and we need rachamim. Hashem should help us all. Hashem should help all of us, especially what's going on in the world, right? We had sirens, and today there were sirens in Eretz Yisrael in different places. In the morning, I think all of Eretz Yisrael had sirens. We all had sirens. And the world, you know, we get distracted by the world. That's why one of my favorite quotes is, be the change you want to see in the world. Halavai, we can learn the Hilchos Lashon Hara. We could avoid, if there are conversations, it's not for us to give anybody Musar, not to speak Lashon Hara. If for some reason people are just talking, to not believe it, or to walk in the other room, to try and change the conversation, to really separate ourselves, not in order to be separate. It'll bring you close to daven for your siblings, to daven for your parents, to daven for Klal Yisrael, and to work on ourselves. Hashem should help us all. We should be zocha to realize that reality, because that is the reality. That's the truth. Authentic, sustainable happiness, let alone emotional health, comes when we're connected to reality, and that's the reality. The reality is we can't change anybody else. We could try and change ourselves and have emunah that Hashem knows what He's doing and could help our parents and our siblings and our family, and for sure can help us as well. Okay, all the best. Thank you so much for listening.